Ahead, she could see a 5-bar gate, and beyond it, across an overgrown meadow, the dark shape of a large building surrounded on the other 3 sides by woods. The place somehow ominous, and so dark, like it was sucking the light out of the evening sky. Her heart seemed to skip a beat. "Blackwood House," said Luke. "Gotta be," said Megan. And she stopped the car and turned the engine off. Without saying a word, she climbed out and stood there listening. Silence, just the rustle of wind in the tall trees all around. In the distance, she heard a pheasant squawk. Up above, through the gaps in the swaying branches, she saw scudding clouds casting looming shadows in the late afternoon sun. Out there in the field, it might be still warm, but here in the woods, with the sun barely penetrating, the air already felt dank and cold.